Here we go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Here we
good
go.
Morning. Good morning.
Here we
folks,
go.
Look what we got. We got a guest. We are ready to go.
Got a couple of guests. And we're ready to move.
That's right.
Everybody, you know what we do. This is the Car Guy Coffee Show.
And let's brew.
Let's brew. Oh, that's where I should have
used. Let's brew. Thought you were freestyle.
You guys
should have jumped on.
Let's brew.
All right. So, anyhow, you guys, we appreciate you for jumping on. And today we have two special guests. Right after this video, we're going to go ahead and talk about it. But y'all stay tuned. Do not miss this. Share this if you're watching it right now. And guess what? It is time. Yes. Welcome back.
All right.
Welcome back to the party, everybody.
That's how we do. We like to get the day started right. All y'all out there, all you car guys, car gals, people who are just watching, thank you for tuning in this morning.
Solutionaries!
That's what we are.
Rise!
Let's rise.
It's time to rise. Let's go.
So we have two local car guys that are doing some things, some move makers that are just, I'm excited to have on the show. You know, one thing that Lou and I, we've been wanting to do is we wanted to spotlight a lot of the local car guys and car gals out here. Because we do a lot of reaching out to New York, reaching out to L.A., reaching out to Florida. We have all these guests from all over the place. But one thing we haven't had a chance to really is get with the local guys. And, man, you know, Chase reached out to me and said, hey, me and Rel, we want to get up on the show. And I was like, absolutely, man. What a great way to get the show going. One thing I know, and these two guys, I know both these guys. I don't know them like best friends, but I know of them. I've met them. I've seen them. Terrell's a little bit younger than me, but his brother grew up with me, and he grew up with my brother, who's a little bit younger. My brother's in the car game, too. Then you got Chase. Chase, I've known Chase as Pops for many years, so it's so cool to have Chase out here. I don't know if I ever met Chase when he was a little kid, but I could tell you he was a little kid when I met his dad.
Yeah.
so it's definitely really cool to see him doing his thing, and it's fun to watch these fast trackers come out in this business and have the type of attitude that they have. You know, there's a many reasons why guys like Chase, guys like, you know, T could be like, you know what, this business is horrible, I don't want to be part of it. But they both have made decisions, and I had a little conversation with him yesterday, and I'm going to say, you know, Chase made a really good point, and I love what he said. He goes, you know, once you make that decision to treat the car business not like a job, but to treat it like a career, it's a game changer. And he's so right about that. And I'm gonna talk to Chase a little bit more about that here in a little bit, because I think that's a great point. So that being said, you got anything you want throwing on that, Luzi?
First things first.
You know what's up.
What it is that
Before we get too in depth with getting into the conversation and a cup of coffee with some incredible car guys, we got to make sure that we do what it is that we do to make sure we keep growing.
You know what's up.
You know what that is, everybody. Join me, incredible car guys that you are. Welcome to the cafe. But first things first, let's go ahead and wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. We're going to focus on what it is that we got to do, and we're going to fly to higher heights than ever before. So join me together. Let's fly. One, two, three. Forgive. Focus. Fly.
Lizard.
Hey.
Keep growing.
Keep growing.
All right.
Let me tell you something, folks. These individuals that are inside of the cafe with us right now are people that have overcome incredible different spots of adversity, whether it's fighting against the system inside of the way that society works.
That's right.
To help and not to help people, or it's overcoming things physically and overcoming things mentally in order to succeed inside of their field. They are truly solutionaries. They are truly people that are putting to practice today, right now, as we speak, the actual ingredients that it takes to brew solutions everywhere that they are. But they're not just kind of doing it. They're doing it successfully. They may not have anybody singing a song to them. They may not have a bunch of people clapping for them inside of a meeting, because the people that they are clapping for them are driving rides right now, right?
That's
those
right.
People are clapping every time they put some gas inside of the gas pump. These people are doing what it takes to continue life moving in the right direction, because they found somebody that at heart wanted to help them.
Mm.
And these guys, totally, or those guys, And you guys are those guys, if you're on the Car Guy Coffee podcast and you're brewing solutions. So I just want to let you know that I do honor, we do tribute those that are doing incredible things and want to make sure that all of you that are doing great things too, come out here, share your great news.
Share your great news.
Show you off. We want to show everybody what it looks like.
We need to show the world.
Care for your customer and be successful.
We need to show the world that there's car people out there that really, truly do this as a real life. Like, this is what they want to do. They're passionate about it. Not just, hey, I'm doing this for the job. I'll make a little cash in my pocket. There's a difference. When you're out there to service people, the money's going to come in leaps and bounds. I mean, you're talking, it'll stack up.
When it'll
you're
out chase there, you.
And you
right?
It'll chase you. It'll chase you.
Right?
And hey, it's facts, man. And it's this business is plentiful. There's plenty of money in this business. Here's like the one the beautiful thing about the cars business is that everybody's always wanting a nicer, newer vehicle. That's what's beautiful about this business. So as long as you can understand that, it'll be in your mind that everybody that you talk to, they want a nicer, newer vehicle. You just got to figure out what is the best way, the best path for them to be able to purchase.
If you talk to them, they're car shopping. You know what I mean?
That's, no doubt, Chase. Get it?
100%.
Yes. So let's see. We got some guests that jumped on here. We got Denise Buttmasters. No pun intended. But hey, Denise from Georgia, love it. She's also a car woman for 25 years. Hey, wow, that is, you're talking about a quarter of a century doing this business. You definitely know what's up.
Yeah, that's
we got something. Tiana, thank you for jumping on here.
What up?
What up?
So yeah, so that's the first couple things there. So anyhow, what we're gonna talk about?
Let's go ahead.
Let's go right into it.
I know you're gonna go ahead and hit them. I got some key things that I think we need to make sure that people. Kind of get a grip on that they're going through right now and they're implementing inside of their process. But I know how excited that you are. I know how excited that they are to start sharing. So we're going to go ahead and figure out who is going to kick it off first. Which one of you are we going to jump in with?
Whoever, man.
We're going to go ahead and since he went ahead and opened up the book.
I can go.
Go ahead and hit Chase.
Chase. Yep. So Chase, man, we appreciate you for coming on the show. Guys, for everyone out there who's watching this, if you don't know who Chase is, you need to check his social media out. This guy's a trip. He's definitely been through some stuff in this business. Now, Chase, I'm going to let you tell the story, but before we do, I just want to ask you one quick question. I want to ask both of you and Terrell this question is, when you wake up every single day, and I like to ask this to everybody, it always needs to start with a why.
It's a standard question.
It's the standard question. So I kind of mentioned this to you guys yesterday. There's a purpose and there's a reason why we all do what we do. When you wake up, you can easily just say, you know what, screw today. I'm going to call in sick, or I'm going to do this, or I'm just going to go to work and just sit around and do nothing. What makes you get up, get to work, and grind it out? What's your purpose?
I mean, there it would be two things. It would be, obviously, money. It would be what everybody's going to say, because I'm not going to act like I'm not in it for the money. I mean, that's downright flat. I'm in it for the gross. That's how we roll. So, but the second thing would just be to be a role model and to show everybody that if you can – if you can get up and you can grind, you can succeed. And if I can do it of all people with, you know, with facing some physical limitations or adversity, then anybody can, you know. So, now I did it before I had a car accident, which I'll get into that. But afterward, I still, you know, I didn't miss a beat. I just kept rolling. So, I'm in it to prove to everybody that this is a good spot to be, sales in general, or car sales and car management, and that with the right drive and focus, anything's possible, and you'll make your munch.
No doubt. And I think that's a very, very good point. And, you know, that's what this business is about. You found your purpose. You do all those things, and the money, no doubt. I mean, I'm going to tell you.
I mean, it's business.
I wouldn't have done this job if it wasn't for the advertisement that said, $60,000 a year. Now, he saw 80. I saw 60, and that made me go, I'm in. Right? But now if you make 60, you're kind of like, what the heck, right? So, like,
yeah.
That's why this business is beautiful. I love it. I absolutely am just, like, so passionate about it. So I'm so glad that you feel the same way. Now, I think that anybody out there who says they're not driven by a little bit of the money in this business, they're lying to you. Or because they would do something completely different.
I go
work a factory job, you know, 8 hours a day, and I know exactly when I'm going to get off, what I'm doing every day.
Hey, if you don't think the car business is fun, then you know, I think you shouldn't be in it.
You shouldn't be in it. Right.
Truth.
Come on. I have fun doing that.
I have so much fun. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So, Terrell.
What's up, man?
Let me know what's up, man. What's your purpose, man? What's your why?
Man, I get up every morning, and, you know, once you reach a level, you want to maintain a lifestyle. It's not so much as is getting there, that it's maintaining it. You know, a lot of people get it, but a lot of people will lose it. So, you know, family first, man. I mean, you got family and kids in college, you know, things of that nature. But the one thing you want to do, like Chase said, is you want to have fun. I can't go to work and be around a bunch of stick in the muds. I can't be in that kind of environment. Nobody likes to walk on eggshells. This is all, it's all, you know, something that'll bring you to another level of life. No matter where you are in your life or situation, you get into the car business, you make this a career. One of the first owners I ever worked for, he had an acronym for the word job. It means just over broke. So you move into this with a career mind, you're going to be successful. There's no way that you're not going to be successful if you come up with the right mindset. So, you know, you focus on your family, focus on your career, and just focus on what lifestyle do you want to have. Because if you put forth the work or the effort, you can obtain that. And that's just, you know, Chase and I are perfectly good examples.
Once you focus on that statement of it being a career over a job, once you focus on that, then all your focus is in the right direction. Because this will provide for you. And once you make up your mind that this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to give this my all, I'm going to do my follow-up, I'm going to do my calls, I'm going to do all the tedious points that people scoff at times or think they're too good for.
Let me add a little bit there. Yeah. Chase and I started this business pretty much together, you know, at the hip. Yeah. You know, probably within 3 to 6 months of each other at the same dealership. So, you know, we literally have grown from green sheets to, you know, full-fledged trees now.
What store was that at?
Tim Frenchie's. 10 years ago, actually.
10 years ago.
It was 10 years last summer, this past summer.
Yeah, we came up, so we literally came up in the business together to reach heights that most people will probably never see. When you go to like some, being selling 5 or 6 cars a month, and then you look up 10 years later, you're selling 30.
Yeah, so he's exactly right.
How does that even happen? And it happens because of that focus. It's because you know you wake up, both feet hit the ground, or if you wake up, your knees hit the floor, you pray to God or whoever. You know you've got a purpose, and you know there's people that you've got that need you to be that person that's going to be a provider. You know, we're all examples of our situation. So you make the best of that situation.
Man, I love it. You guys are speaking such truth right now.
Yeah, I just want to let you keep talking.
You guys are doing a great job.
They hear us say stuff enough.
You know, we talk off a lot, you know, and we try to practice what we preach, and that's the one thing. You know, I could tell you guys one thing that this whole podcast has done for us. You know, in case you guys are ever interested in doing something a little bit more, you know, trying to reach out and, you know, trying to spread this love out, because that's what this whole cafe, the coffee, we do this for no money. We do this for fun. We do this because we want to spread good news about the car business. We do this because we want people to realize the car business isn't the old school way you used to see those guys that were like, you know, the short, you know, short sleeve shirt with the tie and the pocket protector. We're not those guys. We are those guys with some swag now. We're those guys who actually care about you.
And if we did do it, man, we would look good.
Yeah, if I wore a short sleeve shirt with a tie, I still would look fly. I'm telling you.
Yeah, don't make me bust out the suit now.
The brown pants and whatnot.
We want to do a golf scramble day where we basically put on an outfit, like the craziest golf fit outfit or the craziest car guy quintessential outfit. Just something, you know, just looking silly, just, you know, having fun. No. But you're completely right. And it's so refreshing because you guys are a different generation as far as your time coming into this business and learning and seeing different things. So we've had the great honor to be around the country, training many different people across the country. It was Tim French who showed up to one of our events and pulled me out. And we sat down and we built a relationship and we went and built that store. I was a managing partner with them to create.
Can I add more points to that?
Yeah.
Look, Tim French Superstore Rack of this is all, but I'll tell you what, there's probably 11, 10, 12 managers that came from under that wing.
Exactly.
One location, a small little location. There's got to be at least 11 or 12 managers out there in Harden County alone. You know, to me, Tim French was a great lesson. You know, it was a great lesson.
Yeah, it was like going to D1 college or something. Yeah,
right. It was what happened.
Thanks for that education.
listen to that point, though, real quick, because there's a lot of you listeners out there that don't know who Tim French is. You don't know where it is that we are. You don't really know what it is that we're saying when we refer to these places. So consider this, okay? Consider a place where you've taken a great car guy with some great knowledge, great use of resources, and took those strengths that he had from building up three great dealer groups in a region,
right,
went into starting his own store, was very connected, of course, with other people that were doing sales all throughout the nation, okay?
Sure.
Some of the greatest and best people came in and out of our region doing staffed event sales. Many of you know them, the mailers, the flyers. You bring in a team of hosses that come in and they hold down the sale. That's what we did for many of our days in life, right? We grew.
And it was, one of those things is, you know, a lot of people, you know, road sales or what have you, those road guys will challenge the dealership. They expect the dealership to lay down. We weren't allowed to.
That's right. And that, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not trying to, you know, brag a little bit, but, you know, obviously I've been in this area for 18 years selling cars. That location in Ratcliffe, that used to be the Kia store, right? I worked there for many years, making six figures as a salesperson like it was nothing back in the, like, you know, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Beautiful little spot. Tim French was the general manager of the store at the time. So we did a lot of road sales, too. So I feel what you guys are talking about. But let me tell you, Hardin County is a special breeding ground for good car people.
We got good.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. But even before y'all's time, there was people coming up in the business that are just monsters in this business right now still, that are out there either on the road, they're at dealerships now currently. Just like y'all's generation of guys who came up, there's something super special about Ratcliffe. And I don't know if it's because it's a military town, though the military doesn't really affect us like it used to when I first got into business.
Right.
We had, when I first got in, I had BDUs pulling up on a lot left and right. Now you don't see that at all.
I showed up in my second interview with BDUs.
Well, you know what I mean? Did. You know, I remember when Lou showed up, you know, and that's the thing. Like, so the business is, it's in the area. I don't know if that's what it is, or maybe it's because a lot of us are military children. And we've been around it, so we understand the different cultures and how it is to fit in with people that you've never been around, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what helped me. I'm a unique person.
I think that's what helped me out a lot, too, you know, going out, no matter where I sell cars at, it's just being that military, you know, military background and, you know, traveling, you know, you walk to someone's career and you're like, I didn't see, oh, next thing you know, you've broken the ice, you know what I mean?
Boom! You know what's up. And you know how to treat a Korean customer, especially a woman.
Hell,
there's a certain way you treat them, and it's respect, but you let them do their thing, you let them talk their smack, and you just go with it and have fun, right? You understand that they're going to tell you it's too high. Come
mirror
on, now. You
person that starts this business, mirror of the customer. Chase will tell you, I don't care if a guy pulls up with a rebel flag. That's my boy.
Yep.
That's your boy. What's, your accent gets a little thicker there. You go, hey, what's up,
Bob? Howdy, y'all. Drill ran to those customers. He wanted to up them.
You know what? Those are the best ones. The ones that are awkward because you could be like, you don't want to buy it from me because I don't know why. Let me ask. You want me to get you a different man, salesperson? Hey. You guys, I love it because I do know that you guys have the same type of mentality that Lou and I have when it comes to closing deals. I know you guys are closers, not just car people, but you're closers. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of closers in this business.
That's
and
true.
To be a closer is a special, special skill. And honestly, man, Ratcliffe has tons of closers, and I love that. And I love that this Hardin County area has produced so many that are just blowing your mind. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of weak sticks here in this area, too. We all know it. That's why we are proficient at what we do. But I could tell you, you know, we're having you guys on the show because I know you guys are X-Factor type guys, and I do appreciate you guys coming on.